What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Iona Liddington. I'm Director of Public Health for the Royal Borough of Kingston.
Okay, lovely to have you here today. So what do you think the benefits might be of a healthy living pharmacy?
I think there's lots of benefits to having a healthy living pharmacy. I think primarily the fact that staff had more training, so they're better able to ask people coming through the door questions in a friendly, supportive way about lifestyle. So whether they're coming in for a regular prescription or they're coming to buy something from the pharmacy, they can ask how they are, whether they're a smoker, for example, and gradually sort of start to explore that. And I think they get recognised for those additional services that they're providing too, because one of the requirements is that they provide services over and above what a normal pharmacy does. And I think people welcome that, having services close to where they are, where they pop into. So I think those are just a couple of the benefits of the Healthy Living Pharmacy.
Brilliant, thank you. And so, of course, Healthy Living Pharmacy, they're also telling people about services in the local community. How can community organisations connect to their local living pharmacy?
I think it's partly going and having a chat with the staff there and letting them know, because I think often we forget to look around us, so we're busy doing the delivery in whatever sort of walk of life we're in, and we forget to actually maybe look around a bit more. So I think if I was somebody offering, I don't know, a walking group or a singing group, I might want to pop into my local pharmacy and mention the fact that that was the case and maybe put some flyers in, or you know, have a sticker by the till so that people got to see it as well, and it bring it to the forefront of their memory. So I think reaching into healthy living pharmacies, if you've got a local offer, is a good idea too. And it may be other things as well, like, I don't know, fruit and veg weekend market, allotment provider. I think it's as broad as it can possibly be.
Yeah, brilliant. And do you think there's a place for a model of social prescribing in the Royal Borough of Kingston and Thames?
I actually think there's quite a lot going on already in Kingston. Perhaps we don't badge it as social prescribing, but it's actually the ethos of social prescribing. So connecting people to their locality, to things that interest them. And it's not just health services or social services. So I think there's a way of bringing those people together. So whether it's the voluntary sector, whether it's just a friendly neighbour, whether it is a statutory organisation, so that we've got the information in the same place. If we're training people up, there's kind of a benchmark of what that training is. And I think we've heard today some of those examples, but learning a little bit from the X models, other things that we could bring in around that make every contact count. I love the idea of having the PIN badge to say that you're a, you know, well-connected advisor. I think we could easily do something, because I think people like it when they are perhaps giving up their time to have it recognised, and I think we should make sure that's the case. And I think little things like that, it's only a small gesture, but I think it makes them feel part of that organisation and that movement, which I think makes people feel valued, which I think would be an important part of it too.
Brilliant. And from today's event, is there something that stood out for you today that maybe you didn't know before, something new, or just something that really you thought, there's a great highlight here and I'm going to go away and think about that?
I think it's probably partly that last point, that I think there is a lot going on. One of our colleagues in housing, adult social care, was mentioning the fact, she's actually doing quite a lot of social prescribing. I wasn't aware of that, even though I'm probably, you know, based next to her department. So I think using some of those connections, when I look at the delegate list, you know, the number of people here, even if we enable them all to become every contact count kind of champions, social prescribing champions, that in itself would be a massive asset. I've had people come up to me today asking for the sorts of presentation I have around health and wellbeing happening for them. So, you know, I think that's the thing. We need to make the most of the connections we've already got there.
Yeah. And one final thing, what will you go away and do from today? What did you write down on your pledge card?
So I made two pledges today. One is about linking more with Sian to learn more about the Essex model and how we can use strands of it. It's not that I'd say we duplicate it, but as I say, I feel there's things that we could do on that tier one community champion biz that we could easily do in Kingston. And the other one was looking at creating a directory. So we've already got several directories coming through, but I think it's making it easily accessible for people.
Brilliant. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.